Thank you so much for being here, everybody, as we start off our integration call for those yin yang chao mo meridians. I invite you to get comfy and cozy. Nice quiet place where you can be undisturbed for our session together today. And as we begin, invitation to breathe. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go, to make space, and every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And any part of that that's pleasant to neutral, taking a moment to be with it, to receive it, to drink it in. And as you do that, I'm also going to invite you to take a moment to either scan if your eyes are open your external environment, or if your eyes are closed, or if you would prefer to go inward, feel free to do so and scan your inward environment. And as you scan, the invitation is to let your gaze land on anything in particular that's pleasant to neutral. And as you land on pleasant to neutral, taking a moment to notice what it is you like the most about this thing where your gaze is. And as you let your gaze land there, and you notice what it is you like the most about this thing, whether that be the shape, the color, the size, or even maybe the way the light and the shadow play with it. Taking time to drink all that you like in and receiving this for the nourishment that it very well may be. And as you drink that in, perhaps even breathing it in, taking it in a little deeper now. And as you breathe that in, I'm curious, what happens inside of you? And if anything that's happening inside of you is pleasant to neutral, taking time to savor that right along with everything else. Taking in all that's good here. Thank you so much for being here, calling this medicine in. Thank you so much for all that goes into being here. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineages, to all of those that have come before you. And And thank you to your villages that may be offering you support to allow your time to show up here, be as fruitful as it can be. And thank you so much to you. Thank you so much to all of you for showing up in these ways, for calling in this work, and for the simple bit around simply being you. Thank you for being. Blessings on your journey today. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And as we start off with today for our session, we're going to head into the Yin Chao Mo Meridian. Now, the Yin Chao Mo Meridian can work with how the feet are, and what they both do is these are the heel meridians, and as they work with the placement of the feet, it can in particular lead to the feet being just a little bit inverted, and it might not be super noticeable, but it might just be how you weight bear, or it may be that you weight bear more on the inside, or maybe that there's a tendency for more of the energy to be placed, and I like to think of the bottom of the foot as having four tires. And maybe the weight and the tires isn't quite even. So as we work with this, we're working with the capacity for it to regulate the evenness of the heels, the feet more so, and then the impact that has all the way up through the legs, the hip, the spine, all the way up through to the skull, the head brain even. And as we work with the placement of the hip, know that it can actually tie into our mental health in the form of depression, in the form of feeling unworthy around having issues with things like self-trust or abandonment, and all from how you carry your feet. Seems like such a small little thing, doesn't it? So as we work with this connection between the placement of the feet, the alignment of the feet, it might be a better way to word that, and all that it carries up to the head brain, know that we're also going to simultaneously work with the kidney meridian that also works with the bottom of the, roughly the middle of the sole of the foot, and gives rise, as the kidney meridian does, up to the energy of the brain. And as we balance these two meridians in these ways, we're going to basically link them together so that they can support one another. And as we bring them together into union, we're also bringing in hydration, which helps to take in water and joy and release any impurities through both meridians. My little co-pilot is a little chatty at the moment, so I might actually take her outside for just a second. As I open the door, I'm going to invite you to breathe. And as we work with that hydration, taking in that water, that joy, releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here. It's also now linking to the energy of the seventh house, the energy of relationships. And we're bringing in here the essence of healthy connection. And as we bring in healthy connection, bringing in the planetary energy of Venus, which is in a way that associated planets with the seventh house, planetary energy that works to support healthy partnerships and relationships. And I'm seeing it go in a slightly unconventional way through to the feet. And although the seventh house is a little bit more associated with the bladder meridian, we're working with this time bringing in Venus into the bladder meridian's partner, the kidney meridian. And as we bring in the energy of this healthy seventh house of Venus energy, all the way through to the bladder, pardon me, through to the kidney meridian, it in turn allows for the bladder meridian to rest easy. And in a way, giving the bladder meridian a bit of a break, so take the pressure off, and opening up to supporting via this kidney meridian without the bladder meridian in essence causing the kidney meridian stress. And I like to think of the bladder and the kidney meridian almost as like husband and wife in this particular interaction. And as we settle the pressure off of the husband, so to speak, the wife gets some relief, as happens. And with that, I actually see the kidney meridian glowing. It's got like really strong vitality and chi flowing all the way through it. Okay, with that, now there's a whole new relationship happening between that yin chao mo meridian and the kidney. I actually see the strength, the power alike of the kidney meridian and its vitality, its qi, being fed even more richly, even more deeply. And vice versa for the yin chao mo meridian. And as these two come together in this new healthy union, this new healthy relationship, providing nourishment all the way through the legs up to this head brain. And I hear the words, I include myself. I include myself. Very cool. So it's orienting to the essence of inclusion, and that's starting internally within you first. And so often the feminine is taught to make sure that everything out there is taken care of, make sure everybody else is supported, included, loved. And we sometimes forget to honor that essence within our own body minds, our own beingness first. As we bring in this concept of what it means to include yourself all the way through, I see the lungs take this like really big breath, and on the exhale, releasing grief and frustration alike. And frustration being a form of anger, releasing all that grief, all that frustration, anger energy, comes out almost like this black smoke. And then underneath that, there's this like steely, silvery, glaring type of energy that's also being released as smoke, but it's got almost like the feeling of stainless steel. And I hear the words, it's a little left field, but I hear the words, let the dead bury their dead. Let the dead bury their dead. Meaning you're not responsible for what's happened in the past, and that you don't have to hang on to all the sufferings, the hurts, the challenges that not just you might have faced, but that your ancestors might have faced. And we're going back 7 generations. And as we work with that, that energy coming out of the lungs now, it's also bringing in another permission statement. I am not dead. I am not dead. And as the lungs realize that they're not dead, that they're alive, that they're maybe even vital, perhaps even feeling good, well, I actually see the lungs sob with grief of their own. And I actually see the lungs, rather than trying to grieve and process grief coming in from every other source of the body mind, it actually gets to focus on itself. Just in the same way that you got to include yourself, now the lungs get to process the grief that's in here. As the lungs turn their attention to themselves, including themselves and putting themselves first and processing their own grief, it's as if they begin to reevaluate and they take stock of how they had been behaving. And here we're unhooking the people-pleasing behavior of the lungs You can imagine just the lungs as having people-pleasing behavior and people-pleasing with all the other organs, all the other endocrines, all the other body parts, all the other energies in the system. Now they get to set that all down and releasing that pattern from the lungs. It's also coming out of the mitral valve of the hearts on that left side of the hearts. Okay, and as it releases from the heart and from the lungs, this pattern of not putting ourselves first and people pleasing, pandering to others. I actually see not just grief, but also sadness leaving the space between where the lungs and the heart connect. And there's a bit of overlap between these two organs. And we're going to do that as well for the meridians. Wherever the meridians have sort of overlapping energetic flow. Okay, and as we release the sadness, I actually see it also releasing through the armpits, which makes sense in Chinese medicine. The armpits, in essence, are where some of those big points are, lung one, heart one. And I also think of the armpit in this sort of shoulder joint region as being an area where the center of beingness, which is your body, and the doing, which is your limbs, arms and legs alike. So this also plays on the hips, but we're focusing more on the shoulders right now, where in essence the beingness and the doingness get to meet one another. So it's like that space between being and doing, that space between being and doing. And what if that space got to, in a way, fill in, got to merge, got to include the capacity to do, even when you're in a state of beingness, and the capacity to be, even when you're in the middle of doing things. In essence, fighting in the qualities of perpetual restfulness and stillness within you, regardless of whatever seems to be happening around you. In a way that allows you to both simultaneously feel and think in an easeful, integrated way. And as we bring in that concept of integration, which really this is our focus for these two meridians, the yin and the yang channel meridian, it's actually linking right back into both of those two meridians. As much as it is the lungs and the heart, as much as it is integrating through the armpits with that lung heart energy. And this time I see the yin and the yang way, even though they're not, technically paired in quite that same husband-wife way that the kidney and the bladder are from a Chinese medicine sense. I see that these two meridians begin to create a helpful partnership between one another. And as the yin channel meridian helps to release some of that fear of being abandoned by connecting in this way to the yang channel meridian, releasing along with it the sense of unworthiness, the sense of there's something wrong with me if I can't connect and find support with others. It's almost as if it got a trial run doing that with the kidney meridian, and now it gets to transfer its newfound skills of healthy connection to the yang channel meridian, which feels a little less intimidating for it to do after that practice run with the kidney meridian. Very cool. Okay, and as we work with that, we're also working with the yin channel meridian. Pardon me, the yin chao mo's meridians rule. That almost came out in English, pretty close. Around trusting itself. And again, it's coming into that phrase of I include myself. And as soon as you remind the yin chao mo meridian that, I see the yin chao mo meridian take like a deep breath and be like, oh yeah, right, I'm whole within myself. I actually don't need this connection to fulfill me. I get to be whole within myself, regardless of any of my other connections. I get to be a whole being onto myself, regardless of any other connections. And as the yin chao mo meridian comes to that awareness, so too does the yang chao mo, the kidney, the bladder, the heart, the lungs, And then from there, it ripples out to the parts that we haven't talked about, all the other organs, endocrines, body parts, and energies. And as we give permission for every body part to really hold its own space, hold its own energy, and be whole unto itself, bringing in the energy of fulfillment, and it's releasing with it the sense of feeling defeated, the sense of feeling that, well, that doesn't work. That's not going to get my needs met. That in previous times where it's reached out for wholeness and not quite made it, and it's had a sense of failure around that, and the sense of, oh, I still can't do it. Releasing all that, in essence, as I'm going to sum it up, low self-esteem by running lymphatic circulation through the entire body mind. We're going to do it module 5 style for those of you that know what that means. And for those of you that have no clue what I'm talking about, in Body Talk, there is a particular course, the Veltheim Method of Lymphatic Drainage, which we call Module 5. And it has a way of draining the lymph system that's really thorough. And in essence, we're doing, you can think of this almost as like a massive spring clean for your entire system. And as we run this lymphatic drainage through it all, I see that relationship between the yin and the yang, chao, mo, meridians. Get even more comfy cozy. Almost like you could imagine long-standing friends realizing that they have a really intimate, deep connection. And maybe they even want to, contemplate getting romantic with one another. So cute to see. No wonder the seventh house in Venus came up so early on. And as the yin considers the yang and the yang considers the yin and they lean in together. And they cozy up to one another. I see all the nourishment, all the nurturing energy that the yin carries being offered freely to the yang. With that, the yang chao mo meridian is able to take that energy in and release some of its holdings. The yang chao mo meridian can, if it's out of balance, end up storing excess energy in our head. We can end up with excess yang energy, we can end up feeling overstimulated with maybe thoughts or activity. We might end up with inflammation through the system. We might end up with redness. We might end up with swelling or things feeling very, very busy in here to the point where it might even impact how it is you're sleeping. And it can play havoc with the nervous system, including, I may have already mentioned this part, but including excessive thoughts and anxiety. So as we head into the yang chao mo meridian, in part what regulates it is the bladder, or influences is the bladder meridian. And that first point being that inner corner of the eyes, we work with it today. We're running a cellular repair on that very inner corner of the eye point, which is the first point on the bladder meridian. And as we run that cellular repair, restoring the smallest particles of this back to their fullest potential of health. We're linking it into the sixth house and reminding the bladder one of all the essence of empowerment that it has when it's in a place where it can discern and have clear awareness and have clear curiosity. What is it to be so clear within you that you can connect to just taking in world with curiosity and curiousness in what you're perceiving? Rather than leaping into judgment, or this is what that means, or I should get triggered about this or that. And as the bladder one begins to calm down all of its, in essence, aggravating energy, and instead replacing it with curiosity, It's as if all that excess thinking and irritation and inflammation in the head begins to go, oh, you mean there's actually other possibilities and other ways to think of this if we get curious? And we're going to link that into the compassion centers that hang out in the upper chest. This is not a body talk thing. This is a breathwork thing. And as we hang out with those compassion centers, it's a beautiful thing to see. Bladder one connecting to seeing the moment with clarity through eyes of compassion, with curiosity on board. Just imagine, even if it seems like it's maybe a little far away, what happens if you imagine being able to perceive your world with compassion, with curiosity? What might you be able to perceive and take in? What nourishment might be there? And here, running the permission statements. That the world is a loving, kind place. The world is a loving, kind place. And with that, I actually see the lungs, the heart, and the head alike release layer upon layer of frustration and fear for having, in part, done things the hard way. And also, in part, to end the pattern of needing to fight, push, pull one's way through life based on what you're perceiving. In particular, through the sense of sight. And that, in turn, is all linking into the spleen. The subconscious is what it governs. It also processes worry and anxiety. And I see this as releasing in general through the Yang Chao Mo Meridian, the pressure to constantly worry and think and get clear on things. And as we release the pressure to worry, to get clear on things, it literally begins to shift and change that perception to being able to take in the loving kindness of the universe, of this world. All the way through, not just the eyes, but also through the heart, through the center of feeling. And linking that all the way through to the 12th house, house of endings, releasing, surrendering, allowing, the house of making space. And I see the Yang Chao Mo Meridian begin to grieve in a good way, and as it grieves, dispersion in a good way, in a healthy way, of all the burdens that it's been carrying, and it gets to lighten this load finally. And as it's lightening the load, I see it letting go of all those old layers of protection that it was hanging on to. A feeling like it always had to walk uphill, always had to fight life to get ahead. And as it releases that need to have to fight to get ahead in life, I actually see it as also releasing the need to hang on to painful grudges. And on the other side of that, there's the essence of forgiveness. And I just hear all these voices as they release, saying things like, "You're pissing me off, you're irritating me, you're so annoying." And all those varying times in which you held those energies. "You're so annoying, why are you bothering me like this?" Whether that was, 10 minutes ago or 20 minutes ago, whether that was 2 days ago, whether that was 2 years, 2 decades, all the way back to when you were 2 years old, 2 months old in the womb. Addressing the general pattern of finding protection in the form of being irritated. In essence, releasing the belief system and the patterns connected to it, my anger will protect me, so I better hang on to it. My anger will protect me, so I better hang on to it. And I better collect all the things that like annoy, irritate me. And as that pattern releases, it's also coming off of governing vessel 20 point to the center of the crown of the head. And then it's linking actually to where I was just scratching, which is why I'm smiling. It's linking into irritation in the third eye region. Annoyance and anger being brought in as a form of protection, even into the third eye, we get to release that too. And as it releases, also unhooking with it is the fear of being betrayed by another. And whether that's someone talking about you behind your back, or whether that's all the way into the extreme end of having been cheated on, or anything in between, or even just minor slivers of that, however it's showing up, as we release this pattern, I actually see it going down through the endocrine system and all the way through to the kidney one points, very unconventional roads. To the kidney one points in the bottom of the soles of the feet and into the earth below. And as it washes through the endocrines, it's as if it's collecting all those other times of irritation and using anger to protect through all the different endocrine systems, glands, pardon me, through all the different endocrine glands. And we're also going to loop it up to include the pineal, which sits just above the pituitary, and all the way down through the thyroid. The thymus, the pancreas is an endocrine along with an exocrine. So we include the pancreas here, along with the ovaries, the testes, and the adrenals. And we're also going to include the hormone of the fancy word, atrial, and I can never say this next word very well. Natriuretic peptide. Atrial natriuretic peptide, the ANP for short. Or it's also sometimes called the ANF, the atrial natriuretic factor. And this is coming actually through the heart, comes through the atria and there's actually a bunch of different sort of hormones that fall underneath this, so we're just going to consider it to be like the ANP overall. And it helps to reduce, it creates like a reduction in the extracellular fluid by increasing the kidneys and their capacity to excrete sodium. The ANP is synthesized by the muscles of the heart and the atria of the heart. And the reason they play well with the kidneys here is, or the way the reason why they're doing this with the kidneys is to restore blood volume, to make sure that you essentially have enough. So in essence, we can think of including this hormone to include the sense of enoughness, that you are enough, that there is enough. That there's enough fluid, and a way we can think of this fluid is also being hydration or joy. That there's actually enough joy to be able to release all those other patterns in and around all those other endocrine glands, along with that general pattern of anger protecting me. And on the other side of that, I just hear the entire endocrine system go, oh, I'm free to move forward with ease. Yeah, well, you don't have to carry around this armoring of all that anger from protection. You actually get lightness. You get to move forward in a way that, well, I think of it in Canada as the difference between when we're walking around in winter to when it's summer and you get to put on your flip-flops. There's all those extra layers that you just don't need. Those heavy boots get to be set aside, and your feet get to maybe even go barefoot and dance and play on the grass again. And some of you out in BC might already get a chance to do that, but us folks in the prairies, maybe not so much yet. I'm always so jealous of the BC folk around this time of year. I don't think I've ever experienced spring in the true essence of the word out here in Saskatoon and Regina. And as we work with the energetic nature of restoration of that lightness, of that springness. It's linking into house six to again fulfill that desire to take practical action, to be in service to your health, bringing in healthy discernment, intellect. And it's also the house of the small intestine meridian, which is ready to release some depression. Very cool. I see that as coming off of the upper back in particular, that portion of the small intestine meridian. And as that lays down, I see both the yin and the yang go like, oh, it's so much easier to weight bear, to walk with ease. I don't have to bear the heaviness of that anger and its protection or the depression that was underlying it or the sadness that was underlying it. And then when I ask if the yin and the yang chan mo meridian want to address anything else, I actually see it tune into a fair amount of anxiety that's also creating irritation within the yang chao mo meridian and all that it governs in the head and the face. And I just hear this anxiety go, but I'm allergic to everything and within myself. Everything's got to go. I should be in a panic all the time about everything that's happening in here. So I don't think I've ever done this before, but that's the beauty of body talk. I never get bored with it. Is that we're actually going to run a body chemistry on anxiety. So wherever there is anxiety or anxiety patterns within the system, we're working with body chemistry to support its immune system in releasing old toxicities, old intolerances, and old inflammation. And then we're bringing in circulation of all the healing resources to all the places in your body which have been touched by anxiety, which have been impacted by anxiety, and helping it to receive nourishment again. And I see this, for whatever reason, coming in a big way through the heart brain, the nervous system of the heart. But it's other places. It's pretty, what's my word? Proliferated? There's lots of it everywhere. I can't find the big word for that right now. But as we work with it, bringing in circulation of blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower that inflammation, lower that anxiety, lower that depression, help our nervous and our immune system alike to heal. And we're also circulating through here the yin and yang balance of feminine and masculine energies. And also working with hydration, taking in that water, that joy, releasing any other impurities that just don't need to be here. And then we're going to circulate those neutrons one more time. And those neutrons carry mass, but no charge. They carry neutral energy, which can be really useful to bust up adhesions or adhesed tissues. And there's a little bit of an adhesion through, the crown chakra. And we're going into the crown chakra, which in general works with transcendence. We're going in specifically to the sub-chakras. So in body talk, they think that there's chakras within the chakras, which might be new for some of you. We're going into sub-chakra three, which aligns with all the same qualities of the solar plexus chakra. Okay. And as it works here, Letting go empowers me is the statement. Letting go being transcending within the crown chakra, and the third sub chakra is alignment with the solar plexus, bringing in empowerment. So the words are simply letting go empowers me. Letting go empowers me. And then we're linking that right back into all those spots within the system that were impacted with the anxiety that that circulation was running through. And I just hear the, in particular, left side of the head, neck, and shoulder go, oh, I can hold my own space here. I don't need to like collapse. I can hold my own space here. As the system holds its own space. I see that as another form of self-inclusion, getting to care for yourself first before you offer it to others. And then we're looking at all the times in which you offered it to others first. And the depletion that that brought up, the deflation that that may be connected to. Because usually, when we put others first before ourselves, it doesn't always, I mean, sometimes it can be helpful, but it might not be as supportive to them or to you in that order. So, as we work with that, and by the way, that's a really normal, natural human thing to do. We're actually taught to do it that way, especially as females. Running lymphatic circulation through the entire chest to address that. And again, that lymph cleaning out those toxins, gunk, waste, but also that low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with that belief system. And this is more a pattern, but if I don't put others first, then I'm wrong, and there's something wrong with me as a human being. And the pattern really of making yourself wrong, internalizing that shame. And then we're releasing that through the, you can imagine drawing a line about 2 inches out from the midline on either side of the body. That energetic line correlating in part to playfulness and sensual nature alike. Again, not a body talk thing, this is another thing. As well as if you go out another inch from that, or so roughly, the energetic line of love. What might it be to be playful and sensuous and loving in a way that actually starts from the inside out? And with that, I actually see a lot of fear, a lot of anger, and a lot of grief in the space between those, well, 2 inches out and 3 inches out from the midline lines. And those are going all the way through the body. And it's related to the belief system of I have no idea what I'm doing, including I have no idea how to fit in, belong, be accepted. I have no idea how to juggle all of life's demands and find balance. And I have no idea what it might be like to honor everything in here first before the out there pressures me. And within that, doing an emotional release of essentially exhaustion from again those spaces between those two lines that I mentioned earlier, 2 and 3 inches out from the midline. And we're linking that all to the 12th house, giving permission to release this through the liver, releasing all those old, essentially toxic karmic patterns that are no longer yours to bear. And as we release that, bringing in circulation of all those same healing resources that we worked with earlier. The D for the defrag, running a C3 on this now. The D for the defrag is much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here. What remains gets to be regularly reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to other possibilities where it might have seemed like there was none before. And then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as soon as I say that, I actually see the entire lower jaw shift to the right in a way that allows for even keeled pressure to be there for both the yin and the yang channel meridians, these teal meridians on all four tires. And as you get to evenly weight bear on those feet now, without having to worry about anything pulling it off of center, without having to worry about being pulled or pushed alike off of your center. What does it mean to be simply here in the seats of your throne? What does it mean to claim the seats of your throne? What does it mean to be sovereign onto yourself by means of simply claiming it? Because you get to. And all those other voices that say otherwise, you can even imagine handing them back to wherever they came from. Mom's side, dad's side, wherever else it might have come from. Handing back all of those voices that aren't yours. And as you return them, you can even imagine returning them to the higher self of wherever they're going. So that higher self knows what to do with them. And they get to go back even further to wherever they got them from. And so on and so forth. And it goes all the way back until. At the same time as all of that, linking pineal, pituitary, the strongest masculine feminine balancing in all of body talk. And we're tapping this part out here. Invitation to breathe and receive. And giving that a nice slow breath, letting that part integrate. Now, with all of that realignment of weight distribution and jaw alignment and everything else, I see the entire cranium, this entire skull, balancing its weight nice and centeredly on top of the pelvis. I see the spine nice and flexible, being able to dance dynamically for any of the little changes that happen when we walk and talk and move and groove and live life. So it can be more dynamic in its responsiveness. It doesn't have to just be like, We found center, now we'll cling here, we'll stay here. But rather than it just having to hold still, it actually gets to find some safety, some security in being at home in this alignment and trusting it to move around and to still hold its form, hold its space, hold its shape. In other words, releasing any overt caution or anxiety to be like, okay, it got to where I wanted it to be. Now I just have to freeze here and hold still, and nothing ever changes. And I can just find myself again. I can find my center again. So without any of those old patterns of having to do it in that way, I almost want to say taking up the need to like tap dance or walk on eggshells. Or have to micromanage, however you want to relate to that concept. Maybe you have another phrase for it. And running the permissions here that it gets to be safe at home. It gets to be safe in the home of this body mind. And linking that all the way through to the heart. And connecting again that heart to the yin and the yang channel meridians. That it gets to be safe in these legs. They don't have to run away to escape through whatever behaviors that might be. We might run away and escape into food, shopping, online gambling, cell phone time, all the various different ways that we engage in escapism, Netflix, pot, alcohol. Did I mention that one already? Whatever it might be. Getting to be safe at home without the need to, again, source comfort from the external, but to find it by simply means of being in a state of inclusion with yourself. Beautiful. And as it links into, again, those two meridians, I see them again. Cozying up in their relationship and partnering together in a way that allows this energy that starts through the heels, through both of them, to work in a symbiotic, synchronous nature without the need to compete or hold each other at arm's length. Not that anybody here has done ever done that in their relationships. Without the need to, almost like fight against what's actually naturally here in the easefulness of their relationship. And with the means of acceptance, so this actually gets to be easeful now, and they actually get to rest in each other's energy, and they get to be supported by one another, which will be particularly helpful as we move into this next round, this next month of sessions. Very cool. I don't think I've quite seen an integration session like this before, like midway through to support the setup for the next month. Although I might be misremembering from the previous sessions. We've been doing Buddhas and Butterflies for a few years now. Okay, beautiful. And as we work with that all, doing one more release of anxiety. And it's from the pancreas reflex point that hangs on the left side of that rib cage, that's meant to take in the sweetness, the joy of the universe. That's meant to work with integration between all things masculine and feminine throughout your entire body. Which in turn means it gets to work with union and the essence of coming together in healthy connection, healthy relationships. And again, connecting that to the yin and the yang, chao, mo, meridians. And running the permissions here that you actually get to have healthy connections between all things masculine and feminine now. You actually get to have that without having to do anything, earn it, be pleasing enough, abandon yourself, that you actually just get to simply receive it by means of being, by means of resting that space of beingness. Just hear the words go, and very excitedly, so the whole system goes like, oh, okay, if that's true, then like good things get to come my way now. Like all good things get to come my way now. So what if all good things get to come your way now? Even when there's a challenge, even when there's hurt, even when there's pain or suffering, what if that too has a hidden blessing in it? A hidden way that it's attempting to serve you might just be a little confusing in its disguise. But good things get to come your way now. And we're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and receive. If it feels good right where you are, then hanging out here. And if there's a sense of something feeling lingering or dangling or an emptiness that you want to fulfill, I invite you to breathe in the energy, that resource that you found earlier, that thing that was pleasant and neutral for you. As you breathe that in, taking in all that's working well for you now. I have a song. I actually had, you know me, a few songs. And the one that I wanted to play for you, I wasn't sure if I'd actually played already. So this song is called Zora, Zora. It's from the album Game Trails. It's by two artists. Oh, actually, I think I changed my mind. I might have changed my mind. That was my first one that I played, and then I wasn't sure if I liked it or not for our energy today. Let me just scroll. Here it is. I got it. And I honestly can't remember if I played this one or not for you, so I'm gonna have to go back through my past recordings and start making a special playlist for everything. I've been meaning to do that for a long time now. And this one is actually called A Reminder, and it's a remix. It's with Trevor Hall and East Forest, and it comes from the album A Reminder Remix. It's about 5 minutes long. So I invite you to breathe it all in and receive this work. The other song is good too, but it had a different tone to it, so I did change my mind on that one. So invitation to breathe and receive, to drink in all the reminders.
Sunlight at dawn and cracks on the flow and let's hope there's a warning. Everything's changing, I'll rearrange it. So familiar, so amazing. Hopped in the car, drove to the mountains. Cows in the street, prayer be to accounting. There was the river, eternal giver, flowing forever. Remember, find your center. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder. Your way, colors start to fade. Take a look within, find your offering. Hold it to the sun, let your spirit run. Remember, remember, find your center. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder. My love is just a reminder, find your center. My love is just a reminder.
Judging by all your comments, I think I may not have played that song before. So yay, I'm so happy that it's landing so well for you all. Your love is just a reminder, finding the center, yay. Thank you so much for calling this medicine in, and thank you so much for all that you bring to the table each and every week. Mwah. My love to your center, to my center first, and then to your center. And as I offer that all again, thank you so much for this time together, and my blessings to you all as you go throughout the rest of your day and week. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Okay. Bye for now, y'all, and you're most welcome to everybody. So glad you love this place of home. Bye for now, y'all.